A question begins today's program. If nobody stands for the persecuted church, what will happen? We'll focus on China's situation in a moment. And then, over six decades, a lot can change, especially in places like Papua, Indonesia. We caught up with a missions pioneer there, and he shares his perspective in about 3 minutes. Right now, though, we're going to revisit a summit. Dr. David Curry of Open Doors USA recently participated in the International Religious Freedom Roundtable. The meeting included U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and other interfaith religious freedom advocates. One goal? To hold China accountable for its religious persecution.
China is perhaps the most sophisticated persecutor of Christians right now in the world. And by that, what I mean is they're using technology, facial recognition, automated intelligence to track Christians, monitor churches, and so forth, creating a list, a social score that could potentially be used very detrimentally against Christians.
So why is the U.S. stepping up its game with China now? Well, the answer to that is a little ambiguous, but what is clear?
If we don't take it seriously and they don't see any corresponding pressure related to these violations of human rights, it's going to continue to grow. People need to understand, they're interning people for their religious faith in massive numbers in the northwest part of the country.
The government has torn churches down and imprisoned pastors for their beliefs. So pray for religious freedom in China. Pray for the pastors and the Christians who are facing pressure to have boldness and perseverance in their faith. Keep listening for more. Next, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship wants to help college students find their place in a global faith community. And to do that, they meet young people where they are, but they also take them far out of their comfort zones.
Dissonance is an amazing tool for learning. And so when students are out of place, when they feel the discomfort of displacement or the dissonance of not having the things that are normally around them, there's opportunity to grow there.
For InterVarsity Scott Bessenacker, dissonance means sending out 150 students to Manila and Nairobi for the summer. It means exposing them to urban settings such as Los Angeles, poverty in West Virginia, or to the realities of immigration issues at the U.S. southern border. In short, it means learning how to love communities that aren't home.
We develop hunger for God's kingdom and students who really want to be the change in those places where the kingdom has not yet fully come. And their choices to make difficult moves or difficult career or vocational choices are very much influenced by their time in college and their time experiencing those for short periods on these programs.
And ministry in Papua, Indonesia has changed over the last 60 years, and that's a good thing. Papua sits on the west side of the island of New Guinea with extremely rough terrain. Mission Aviation Fellowship serves Papua's remote communities with flights for humanitarian, medical, and spiritual support. MAF pilot Dennis Bergstrasser says the ministry was there when missions first started on the island. During the early pioneering years, missionaries hiked interior to start relationships, build airstrips, and plant churches. Then the next 20 years were what Bergstrasser calls the efficient years. Missionaries had more experience, the local church was growing, and MAF was expanding its network.
And then the last 20 years has been more where the missions have given over the work to the local church. And so most of my flying is with the local pastors, not so much missionaries anymore, because they've turned that over to the local church.
MAF pilots are even finding opportunities to share their faith and build relationships with local believers.
As we get interior and spend a weekend, sometimes we like to go up to a village called Pogapa and attend church with the folks there, and they always give me an opportunity to share, to give my testimony. And that's really a neat experience for us to get in and worship with folks. They bless us, and hopefully we bless them too.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The deaf have long been ignored and overlooked, but they're one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. This month, Deaf Bible Society offers a special guide to advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages, and they're inviting you to make an eternal difference. If this moves you, we can connect you. Look for the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.